Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The White Sox walked it off against the Yankees.
The pitch to Edgar. Swing and a pop fly, shallow center field. It drops down. Here comes Peters. Throw to the plate late. Sox win. Edgar Carroll comes through in the 12th. 6-5 the final.
White Sox Radio Network on the call. It is Chicago's 8th walk-off victory of the season. We got a trade in Major League Baseball's Rangers are acquiring right-handed reliever Chase Slissith and catcher Logan Ohapi from the Los Angeles Angels. The Padres defeated the Rockies 3-1 for their 5th straight win. San Diego has moved to 2 games behind the Phillies for that final NL wildcard spot. And news out of the NFL, as Saints utility man Taysom Hill has announced on social media, he will not return to New Orleans after 9 seasons with the team.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts, 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
PRHS Athletics to conduct annual football emergency training. X-ray technician convicted of sexual battery against patient. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 66 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Paso Robles High School Athletics, in partnership with Paso Fire and Emergency Services, will be conducting its annual football emergency action plan training this Saturday. The training will take place at 9 a.m. at the Ivan Huff track at PRHS. Coaches, athletic personnel, and first responders will rehearse coordinated responses to realistic scenarios and emergencies that can occur during athletic activities. Sudden cardiac arrest, head and neck injuries, exertional heat stroke, and significant fractures or dislocations. Community members who observe emergency vehicles or response activity at the high school's athletic facilities Saturday morning should be aware that this is part of training and does not indicate an actual emergency. A vegetation fire off Estrella Road erupted yesterday afternoon east of Paso Robles. The fire is located on the 6400 block of Estrella Road and quickly grew to about 30 acres in about an hour, with an air and ground firefighters battling the blaze. Forward progress was eventually stopped at just about 5 p.m. The cause of the fire is under investigation. X-ray technician convicted of sexual battery against patient. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A local X-ray technician has been found guilty of misdemeanor sexual battery against a patient. District Attorney Dan Dow announced the sentencing yesterday afternoon. 47-year-old John Stephen O'Brien worked for a local medical office as an X-ray technician. Evidence presented at the trial says the victim went in for an X-ray of her back and needed assistance in tying her gown. After the X-rays were completed, O'Brien offered to assist in untying the gown. When the victim agreed, O'Brien untied the gown and touched and kissed her backside inappropriately before reaching around to touch and grope the front end of her body. The victim immediately reported the incident to medical office and law enforcement that same day. O'Brien admitted that he grabbed her, but claimed she had come onto him and that her movements and body position were an invitation for sexual touching. The jury found him guilty and rejected his claims. O'Brien faces a maximum sentence of 1 year in county jail. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will resume tonight in the downtown city park from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight's entertainment will feature Ultra playing classic rock. Enjoy this free entertainment with food and drink available for purchase or explore the downtown area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 4-2, the Red Sox over the Athletics 4-2, the Astros beat the Angels 7-3, the Padres over the Rockies 3-1, the Giants beat the Brewers 16-3, the White Sox over the Yankees 6-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Padres will face the Giants, the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, CHP reported that vehicle thefts in 2025 dropped by about 25% than in 2024. According to CHP's vehicle theft fact sheet, thefts in 2025 were about 133,000, down from 176,000. On average, a vehicle was stolen about every 4 minutes in 2025. Of the vehicles stolen, about 84% were recovered. More than half of the recovered vehicles were returned to their owners in a drivable condition. Although vehicle thefts continue to decline, CHP advises motorists to reduce their risk by taking safety precautions, such as removing valuables or keeping them out of sight. A federal judge ordered a physician who previously served as a medical expert for the DHS to inspect the largest ICE facilities in California. The physician found the California City Detention Center, located northeast of Los Angeles, failed to provide adequate health care, placing individuals at serious risk of both immediate and long-term harm, according to the report. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers around the country have formed a new alliance called Farmers for Animals, Communities, and the Environment, otherwise known as the FACE Ag Network. Founding member Anna Peschek is a small to medium-sized livestock producer in Iowa who sells directly to consumers. She says she's familiar with a lot of the other ag organizations out there, but felt there was a need to represent voices like hers in the national ag policy dialogue.
I have long been involved in food and ag advocacy and have worked with a lot of different networks across the country, including the National Family Farm Coalition, Family Farm Defenders. And there's a lot of like amazing organizations doing amazing work. But we found that specifically in the policy making space, there wasn't a farmer-led group that was led by farmers that are raising animals on pasture that were specifically focused on like advocating for policy solutions. There's groups that are like focused on that group of farmer, but they're focused on production practices, you know, like the American Pasture Poultry Association. You know, there's places where you can go to exchange that type of knowledge, but there's not like a concerted group that's working on advocacy.
The FACE Ag Network was formed earlier this year and has already grown its membership to include farmers in over 40 states.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded their successful summertime classic sale in Billings, Montana. The cattle market continues to be strong for both calves and yearlings with tremendous buyer support seen. Their next big sale is the early fall preview coming up August 17th. However, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's July 31st. To consign, contact your local Northern Livestock rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Long before Larry Balmo was tending avocado trees in San Diego County, he helped transform the sport of skateboarding. In 1975, he co-founded Tracker Trucks, a San Diego-based company that designed and manufactured stronger, wider, more durable skateboard trucks. The T-shaped metal piece that connects a board's wheels to its deck and allows riders to steer. At a time when skateboarding equipment frequently broke under the demands of the sport's emerging tricks, Tracker's engineering advances gave riders unprecedented stability and resilience, setting a new standard for skateboards. All the innovations of the original Tracker trucks have ultimately been adapted to every other skateboard truck designed since, Balma said. Today, Balma is just as likely to be found discussing crop yields and water costs as skateboard design. He and his wife, Louise Balma, managed 25 acres of agricultural land, with 16 acres devoted to avocados. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs right around 100, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 104, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny this weekend and from Monday to Thursday next week. 103 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 66 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are recovering ground after the sell-off that followed the Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged yesterday. However, interest rates do remain elevated. The Wall Street Journal says Treasury yields are at multi-year highs, reflecting concerns about whether the Fed will act decisively enough to tame inflation. The NASDAQ is being pushed higher by an upbeat earnings report from Microsoft, though investors were disappointed by the news from Meta Platforms. Apple and Amazon report earnings after the Wall Street close. Shares of Taco Bell's parent company Yum Brands are up more than 3.5%. The company says it's been moving quickly to address the Cyclospora outbreak that resulted in a lettuce recall at some restaurants. Its profit doubled in the recent quarter, which ended before the recall. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. But at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited everything for just $35 a line. That's $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Switch to the carrier ranked number one in network coverage and customer satisfaction and get unlimited everything for just $35 a month. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit Consumer Cellular online or in-store today. Price includes $5 credit for auto pay and emailing. Taxes and fees apply. Data speeds reduced after 35 gigabytes. Rankings done by 2025 ACSI survey.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Alrighty, it's coming up, and that is tomorrow, I mean by coming up. Paso Tile and Stone, their third location, and they're having a huge party. It's the grand open and grand giveaway from starting at 4 o'clock with the band Neighborhood Cats. And you'll have food, drinks, and, as I mentioned, the giveaway. So it's their third location. And that location is 1101 Paso Robles Street, right across from Site 1. You can't miss it. And no one could beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, marble, slabs, and lots more. So that's all happening tomorrow at Paso Tile and Stone.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. For a variety of reasons, quite often at his own hands, stories about Wild Bill Hickok grew into legend almost as soon as they happened. Coming up is an example. On July 17, 1870, Deputy U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok was in a bar in Hays City, Kansas, when two of a group of five 7th Cavalry troopers suddenly attacked him from behind. It's not quite clear what provoked the attack, but there is thought it might have had something to do with an encounter Wild Bill had 7 months earlier with Tom Custer, brother of George Custer, and a member of the 7th. One soldier held Wild Bill's arms, and a second put the muzzle of his pistol to Wild Bill's ear and pulled the trigger. Nothing happened. Now, Wild Bill is fighting with superhuman strength. He got one pistol unholstered and shot one of the soldiers in the wrist and the side. Finally able to point his pistol at the man holding him, Hickok shot him in the knee. Released, Wild Bill then did the old stuntman trick of jumping through the window, breaking glass, rolling on the ground outside, and hightailing it out of the area. It was a good thing, too, because when word of the shooting got back to the 7th's headquarters, a number of soldiers headed to Hays City looking for Wild Bill. General Sheridan even ordered Hickok's arrest, but it never took place. The event, just as it happened, was something most people would find an amazing feat. But as with most of Hickok's adventures, it immediately took on even larger proportions. At first, newspapers said all five soldiers attacked Hickok. And some 10 years later, Wild Bill had taken on 15 troopers, killing three and being wounded 7 times. Now, that's a story you can tell with pride. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Pass Robles High School Athletics, in partnership with Paso Fire and Emergency Services, will be conducting its annual Football Emergency Action Plan training this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the high school's track. Coaches, athletic personnel, and first responders will rehearse coordinated responses to realistic scenarios and emergencies that can occur during athletic activities. A vegetation fire off Estrella Road erupted yesterday afternoon east of Paso Robles. The fire is located on the 6400 block of Estrella Road and quickly grew to about 30 acres in about an hour, with air and ground firefighters battling. Forward progress was eventually stopped at about 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control services. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop. A private funeral today for late Senator Lindsey Graham takes place in Pickens County near his hometown in South Carolina. His sister, interim U.S. Senator Darlene Graham, releasing a 30-second campaign video on X. Here's part of it.
I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe this. Every life is precious. Men don't belong in women's sports, and only American citizens should vote in our elections.
Senator Graham is seeking to run for a full term, but first has to win the special election primary August 11th and the general election in November. U.S. turning up the intensity in the war with Iran.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying CENTCOM forces successfully completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran in response to yesterday's attempted missile attacks on U.S. forces.
Fox's Trey Yangs in Tel Aviv. The Ebola outbreak in Congo reaches 1,500 deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny and warm or hot, depending on. Highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. Then we'll get definitely hot on Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday. 104 for your Friday and 104 on Saturday. Upper 90s on Sunday. Monday, low 90s, same Tuesday through Thursday so far of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:10 a.m. 8:10 p.m., we're at 66. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, And Karen is back, and she is loaded. She is loaded. She's got a lot of stuff coming up this afternoon, including discussing some county issues, and one has to do with the vote to spend millions on the road work, one that project in Templeton and some in San Miguel, and then the cannabis tax, and also the allegations against the fish wrap with ICE in the jail situation. And John Pashong will be in to help discuss all that and some more. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL as we are on that backstretch and headed for home. Oh boy, man. Let's see here. Kevin, on the text, I don't need to be my children's friend. My children have enough friends. I am the parent, period. Well, it's pretty much simplifies it. Regarding the so-called something that I heard yesterday and not 100% verified, but of having litter boxes in some of the classrooms or at least at one of the schools or maybe more in Templeton. When a CAT student goes to the nurse's office due to an illness and needs their temperature taken, and the student opens their mouth, the nurse will have to say, no, that's not how a CAT gets their temperature taken. Boy. All right. Another one here. The caller who told the story of his wife going to the dugout of their adult son should have titled this story, How to Make Your Son's Baseball Career End Today. No coach at that level is going to accept a player's mom coming to the dugout during a game. Their son was an adult. A parent can deal with him privately. Stay away from the dugout. I don't know if he was an adult or not. Not Blues baseball, but so he was, late teens. But, that was true even, I helped coach youth baseball. I was never the head coach. And the rule for both of the guys I coached with was, and told their parents before, first practice started, your kid's in the dugout. Don't be bringing him, a Burger King or something because he did. Everything gets taken care of before we start getting ready to play a game. Just basically, they did it in a nice way. Stay out. Your kid needs to grow up. Your kid needs to grow up. And, also, depending on the coach, a coach may not in front of the players, but they may call the guy out for throwing his glove or something like that. It depends on certain situations. All right. Good morning. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the best example of kids or even adults identifying as an animal you can probably get it on America's Best Picks and Videos. A car was going too fast. A policeman called them over and went to the door, and the man in the driver's place says, well, I identify as a cat. And the policeman was just genius. He says, well, cats cannot have a driver's license, and you'll have to be taken to the SPCA and given a rabies shot. And then he looked at the passenger who identifies as something. He says, and shame on you for allowing this to happen. Because if he goes to the SPCA or animal shelter and gets a shot, a rabies shot, that's danger to his life. Because from what I understand, now this is me speaking, from what I understand, after getting a rabies shot, if someone has been eaten or bitten by a rabid animal, the lifespan shortens greatly. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But I thought that policeman just was perfect. He says you'll have to have a leash on your neck and you'll be taken in. And I like the one that you said where animals do not have temperatures taken under their tongue. That was perfect, too.
Yeah, that was a text. But also going back to the original, the phone call is, why don't they just simply say, we have a sign outside that says dogs and cats or animals are not allowed on campus, so get out.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, perfect. All righty. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see here. Okay, so this one somebody sent, apparently this is on, if you ever seen YouTube, of a police officer and a guy that thinks he's a cat. Guy refuses to release his driver's license to the officer. Then officer calls animal control. And dude's boyfriend starts to cry, and cat almost gets arrested. Case closed. Cats can't drive. All right. Well, okay, take him to the animal shelter. How about taking him to the cuckoo office if somebody thinks they're a cat? Yeah, just take him to the hotel, silly. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I've been wondering about, you're talking about the Blues, that semi-pro, is that what's called semi-pro now? Or
the Blues baseball? Yeah, San Luis Blues. It's kids primarily that have played college ball. Every once in a while they've had some high school guys on there, but mostly it's guys that are playing college ball.
Uh-huh. So what's with this? I know there was a stadium over here behind the Vineyard Elementary. On the Vineyard Drive?
Mm-hmm.
What's been going on with that? We watched years and years ago, I took my grandkids over there to see what was a semi-pro game. Was there a Templeton team at the time?
Yeah, what they were trying to do, they were trying to, because the Blues ran into a little bit of trouble, and then what the group, and I forget the guy's name, and they tried to get something to go in Templeton. And, you know, there became issues. They couldn't sell beer, which you can get beer and wine at Blues games. And plus the temperatures up here when the season starts. And at the time, they didn't have lights, so the only time was going to be, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock start, and it's 105 degrees, and it just didn't go very well, unfortunately.
I see. So yeah. What's with the field now, the stadium or whatever?
Is
someone using it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Oh, that Blues, we went to one of the games 100 years ago there, and that's a really neat venue over there if people aren't aware of it. Because it's, Sensheimer Park or something?
Yeah, it's Sensheimer, and they really do a good job of getting people involved, particularly the kids.
Yeah, because the park blends right into the baseball stadium or whatever you call it. It's just so cool. Anyway.
No, it's a good time, San Luis Blues. All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they got they have the beer and wine, and they got all kinds of food, some great barbecue, just absolutely great barbecue. And they used to be a lot better at getting their name out, and I mean, we used to get information from them all the time. I haven't heard anything from them in a few years. Don't know why that is, but it is a good time. Okay, let's see here on the text. That Templeton, where is it? That Templeton High, the North County Indians, yeah, okay. Dan Marple was coaching. Okay, that's the Templeton High baseball field. Now, I ran into Dan, 3 years ago. I guess he lives over near where my brother and sister-in-law live, and it was a Saturday morning. And I had Dan, I'd interviewed him a couple of times, really nice guy. And he played minor league baseball, so, you know, he's a pretty good baseball player. And he told me this story, and it was pretty cool, and that, you know, Dan's a Husky guy. I mean, I mean, he's muscular. He's just a thick shoulders and so forth. Not fat, just a very muscular-looking guy. So, you know, when people like that and they reach a level and they're talking to you, you got to think, look, the person you're talking now, he's talking about a story from 30 or 40 years ago. So you have to kind of erase how we age from that. But he told me that he beat Ricky Henderson in a race, in a sprint. I think it may have been 40 or 50, I forget. And the reason, you know, from what I remember, he explained to me that he was able to beat him simply because while Ricky got off quicker, Dan built up speed. And that makes sense because when you, there are certain instances in sports, and I don't know if this will help. For example, in a, either a veer or a wishbone offense, which you don't see very much anymore, is that your running backs, they're not in the I formation. Where in the I formation, the guy's usually 7 yards behind. So he's getting momentum most time, well, all the time before he gets the ball. And in the veer or the wishbone, you got to be bam. You got to be at top speed almost on your you know, step and a half. So that would be, so when Dan told me that, I said, yeah, I could see that. I could see that happening. Some people, they do. I remember the Steve Williams. He was a great sprinter for the United States in the early 70s. And he, going into the Olympics, it was 72 Olympics. I forget if it was a hamstring or something like that, and he was not going to be able to make it. And the top sprinter at the world at the time was Valerie Bortsov from Russia or USSR, whatever it was called. I can't keep track of it. Anyway, so Steve can't compete in the Olympics. Then they have the World Championships after the Olympics, and it was the 4x100. And Steve was the anchor for the United States, and Valerie Bortsov was the anchor for Russia. And Russia had the lead. Bortsov gets the baton. And it was on ABC, Wide World of Sports. And I'm watching, I'm thinking, well, this is over. I never saw a guy run that fast in my life. Steve Williams was just gaining momentum and flew past Bortsov. I have never seen a sprinter run like that in my life. So he, you know, he got faster as he was going. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Do you remember years ago there was a Saturday afternoon we had this TV show called The Superstars?
Yeah, Bob Segrin won the first one.
Yeah, I remember that. But anyways, later on, and you know, later on, there was two surprises that came out. First off, they had a weightlifting competition, and you know, all the football players and everything. Oh yeah, he's going to lift this, lift that thing. Well, a gentleman named Karch Karaya, professional volleyball player, beat all those football players in weightlifting.
Which is weird because Karaya, I think, was like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, it was amazing. But the other one on the other end of that scale was they had the 100-yard dash, and, you know, Lawrence McCutcheon and O.J. Simpson and Lynn Swann and those guys were all in this thing. And way over at the end was little Brian Oldfield, a shot putter. And he beat them all.
I don't remember that part, but I do remember the Superstars competition. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, but that was funny. Here's these legs that look like tree trunks, and he was all of about 5'7 or whatever, and he beat all those running backs and receivers. It was funny.
Well, Oldfield was a shot putter or a discus thrower, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a thrower, yeah. Like I said, he had legs like tree trunks, but he beat all those running backs and stuff. It was funny.
Well, that's he was among the best in the world, so now you know. When somebody's among the best in the world, they're usually a pretty good athlete in other sports.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, it was just fun to watch those. That was a good show. I remember that. It was fun.
Yeah, no, it was. It lasted a few years, and then, well, like a lot of things, like even the Wide World of Sports, it just, for whatever reason, it went away.
Yeah. I miss the lumberjack competition they had every year on that.
They've got enough of that stuff on the channels now.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, it's a lot of, like a lot of things, at least for me on television. If I don't have a ball game on, I'll just look, and I may come across something and watch it for a few and get a kick out of it just to say, well, okay, I did watch it. I've, for whatever reason, I've kind of gotten into the AKA the dog stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen this. They've got them, you know, jumping into the pool. They've got what's that small British dog?
I don================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ yeah.
And I you know, and I, yeah. And again, I'm going like, Kevin, why are you watching this? I don't know.
Well, they have Jack Russell races too. This has been going on for years.
Yeah. And, so in the agility drill stuff, which is pretty fascinating to watch. So you know, I'm just going, okay, yeah. I'll watch this. I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, I just remember there's other in the wide world of sports. They had the lumberjack contest. They had the world championship demolition derby from ILF Speedway. And they also had, every year, they had the World Invitational Pairs Surfing Contest from Waikiki Beach.
They all, well, they had the, remember the cliff diving off in Alfapulco?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they'd have, what do you call those? And it used to be pretty popular around the United States. What do you call that when the cars just crash into each other?
Yeah, that was the Demolition Derby.
Oh, okay.
It was at Islip Speedway. You're a New York boy. Islip Speedway. It closed a few years ago. But every year they had the World Championship Demolition Derby.
Now, I don't know if this was on because when I moved to Kentucky, they had the, was usually Saturday mornings, the Roller Derby.
Oh, yeah. That was not wide world of sports, but yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, the Kansas City Bay Bombers.
Yeah, good old Ralphie. Ralphie Valadares.
I don't remember that, but
he was in the LA whatever they were.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, that was I think part of the reason that Wide World of Sports went away, it was, may have coincided with the beginning of ESPN.
You're probably right, and I remember ESPN when they first came out. You talk about dog shows; they had everything. I mean, they had a lot of time to fill.
So they had Australian rules football.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, and now what do they have? Like, I don't even know how many ESPNs they have. Like 3 or 4 of them, aren't there?
I can't keep track. I try to watch them minimally, although. I don't like their sports stuff because their announcers are weenie boys and they get too political. But they do have some good shows like the 30 for 30 and ESPN 60. They do have some good things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kevin, I always admire you. You're a sports fan. You're a real sports fan. I mean, you've been at it for a long time. You follow it because you really like it, and I admire you for that. Try to stay out of the ins and outs of it.
Well, there's probably more important things in life, but...
Yeah. But you know something, you need to blow it off sometimes. And boy, you know, I don't watch hardly any sports anymore. And anyways, what can I say? I kind of miss it, but on the other hand, I don't. But every now and then I'll sit down and watch a football game or a hockey game, and I don't know any of the players, but it's fun to watch.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because... when you do get away from it, I think many Americans would be surprised that you don't really miss it as much as you thought. Oh, I can't. I gotta have the NFL package. I gotta, you know. It's to me, maybe it's because when we get older, it's just easier to say, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna have to miss a game today. Where some people are religious, they will not miss it. It's like, okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna miss it. No big deal. You know what? I'm going to do something else today, and I'm still going to wake up tomorrow.
There'll be another one next week.
Yeah, well, and of course, nowadays, which is something I have never done, I have never recorded a program in my life.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I did that, I was working nights for a long time, and I forgot what TV show it was, but I watched it from before I was working nights, and I kept watching it, and it went off the air eventually, and that was it, so...
And once again, we continue to live.
Yeah, now you can get it. You could watch every episode of that TV show on various channels right now. You could watch the whole 5 years in 3 days if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm not one. Again, if I miss it and are going to miss it, I don't care. It's not the end. And plus, everything eventually comes back in a rerun somehow anyway. So I don't worry about it.
Good deal. All right. Hey, Kevin, thanks. Talk later.
You're welcome. 238-5775. Remember, you can text that number as well. Let's see here. That was the last call. Oh, no, that was the one about kid from school to make his bed. Absolutely outrageous. I don't think so. It develops standards. I probably don't know of too many parents who don't think that maybe they went overboard once or twice with maybe the discipline, or I don't know so much about the rules, because there are, if you think about it, again, depending on the house, the rules are pretty standard or easy to understand. Okay, the way you dress, because one was mom and dad were paying for it, so that was it. And the same thing with the haircut, and a couple of other things. No, you're not playing loud music in the house. You can play the music. My parents were very, because they love all types of music, so they were liberal, but they just don't blast it. And of course, once in a while, hey, turn it down. And when they were out of house, we'd blast it, and then the neighbors would complain. Hi, good morning.
Hi, yeah, you were talking about parental controls and versus teachers. I'm one of those authoritarian parents, absolutely. My kids had to do everything I told them to do when I told them to do it and how I told them to do it. When they were 3 years old, I told them the front door is unlocked on the way out. If you don't like living here, go find someplace else.
Well, at 3 years old, that might be hard for them to comprehend, don't you think?
Well, my kids were bright. They picked it up pretty quick. They never did leave.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
When my son was 16, we were sitting around eating dinner, and he said, "Why do I have to do what you tell me to?" And I said, "Because you're eating my food, you're living in my house, you're wearing my clothes, you're watching my TV. Shall I go on?" Never heard another word about that. And my thing is this teacher handbook you were talking about, or whatever it is, the teachers have gone way over the bounds. Those are my kids, not yours. You're not the parent I am. And you should teach the basics and leave all the rest of it to me. And one of the things I did to make sure my kids behaved at school was I told them, if you get in trouble at school, you'll get in more trouble when you get home. Because there's all kinds of things as a parent I can do.
Well, and, most of us heard that. But just in retrospect, do you think in any point you may have gone a little bit overboard?
Well, here's how you make children happy. You make boundaries for them, and they're content, and their kids will try to test the boundaries, and when they know where the boundaries are, they're content and they're happy. I wanted my children to be happy, and so I had set very strict boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't think I went overboard at all. And my kids were content and happy and well-behaved. Oh. And when I took them to a restaurant, I started teaching them when they were about 4 months old as soon as they could sit in a high chair, how to behave at the table. Yeah. And I give them a warning, and I tell them, if you don't behave, you break a warrant again, you don't get anything till the next meal.
Yeah, my parents were pretty hardcore on the manners away from home, on how to conduct. All right, sir, I got to go. The music just started. Thank you.
Hey, sure. Bye.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A local X-ray technician has been found guilty of misdemeanor sexual battery against a patient. 47-year-old John Stephan O'Brien worked for a local medical office. The victim went in for an X-ray of her back, and O'Brien began inappropriately touching and groping her after the procedure. He faces a maximum sentence of 1 year. Pass Robles Concerts in the Park will resume tonight in the downtown city park from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight's entertainmental feature, Ultra, playing classic rock. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 69 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen's back. She'll have on a whole bunch of county issues, including the money to spend there in Templeton on that whatever that project. Also, Templeton, the cannabis taxes and allegations against the jail by the fish rep with John Pashong to help. Enjoy it. Enjoy your day. Remember, make sure everybody, the animals included, are hydrated, and we'll be back. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.